Chapter 14. David in Jerusalem. Hiram, king of Tyre, sent envoys to David, along with masons and carpenters, and cedar wood, to build him a house. David now understood that the Lord had truly confirmed him as king over Israel, for his kingdom was greatly exalted for the sake of his people Israel. David took other wives in Jerusalem, and became the father of more sons and daughters. These are the names of those who were born to him in Jerusalem: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Elpalet, Nogar, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Bealiada, and Eliphelet. The Philistine Wars. When the Philistines had heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, they went up in unison to seek him out. But when David heard of this, he marched out against them. Meanwhile, the Philistines had come and raided the valley of Rephaim. David inquired of God, "Shall I advance against the Philistines, and will you deliver them into my power?" The Lord answered him, "Advance, for I will deliver them into your power." They advanced, therefore, to Baal-perazim, and David defeated them there. Then David said, "God has used me to break through my enemies, just as water breaks through a dam." Therefore, that place was called Baal-perazim. The Philistines had left their gods there, and David ordered them to be burnt. Once again, the Philistines raided the valley, and again David inquired of God. But God answered him, "Do not try to pursue them, but go around them, and come upon them from the direction of the mastic trees. When you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mastic trees, then go forth to battle, for God has already gone before you to strike the army of the Philistines." David did as God commanded him, and they routed the Philistine army from Gibeon to Gezer. Thus David's fame was spread abroad through every land, and the Lord made all the nations fear him.